your call and anointing upon me to minister your word. And Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, shout amen with me.
Amen,
amen. Amen. Praise God. Again, I'm still ministering along the line of being strong, strong in faith, strong in the Lord. And isn't that my job as a pastor to minister the word of God to you so that you can grow and so that you will be able to handle anything, any fiery darts that the devil may try to send your way, that you will be able to handle it, you will be able to stand strong. So now, in Luke chapter 18, I'm just going to read the first verse. It says, then he being Jesus, spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. And that happens too many times. People give up. They quit. They said, I'm tired of fighting the good fight of faith. I'm just going to quit. I'm going to throw in the towel and let the chips, as they say, fall where they may. That's not the way to do it, folks. You hear me? That's not the way to do it. The Word of God tells us to stand strong. Amen? And one of the ways that we remain strong, one of the ways is, and I started this last Sunday, one of the ways is to have a prayer life. Have a prayer life. Prayer requires sacrifice. You have to take some time to pray.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for those few amen. You have to take time. Didn't Jesus say, take up your cross and follow me?
Amen.
Amen. We don't want to look for the easy route. We don't want to look for the easy road. We want the right road. We want the right road. If the right road is a little bit bumpy, so be it. Long as we're on the right road, it's what counts. Amen. So if you're going to have a prayer life, it's going to take some sacrifice. You're going to have to take some time to pray. You have to take some time to communicate with God and fellowship with God. And so last week we talked about the fact that, you know, it's good if before you pray, just take some time and just fellowship with God and praise Him and just tell Him how wonderful He is. You know, He likes to hear things like that. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
He likes to hear it when we tell Him that He's wonderful. He already knows He's wonderful. But He wants to hear it from us. Amen? I said amen? So we need to take some time and just bless His name and just thank Him for being so good to us. Amen? And then we talked about praying for the needs of others. Sometimes we can be selfish in prayer if we're not careful. We can be selfish in prayer. So we need to pray for the needs of others. Amen? Pray for one another that you may be healed. And then we're told to, and we covered this last week, we're told to pray for those who are in authority. All the way from the president all the way back down. We need to pray for those. Amen? And let me, can I say something else too? Where we're told to pray for one another, but and then pray for those that are in authority, but not just those that are in natural authority, like the president and Congress and our judicial system, all governors, and we go on and on and on. We need to pray for all these folks, but it's not limited just to natural authority, but we need to pray for those folks that are in spiritual authority too. You hear me? Amen. We need to pray for pastors. We need to pray for spiritual leaders. We need to pray for them, just like we are supposed to pray for one another. Amen. And I hope you are praying for me. Oh, let me say that again. I hope you are praying for me. Well, I'll just take what I can get. I thought folks would have jumped up and started leaping over the chairs and shouting hallelujah. Yes, sir, Pastor, we're praying for you. We got your back. Glory to God. Amen. But I've been saved a long time. I have one of the lessons that I've learned is if you can't get everything you want, take what you can get anyway. All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. So yes, we're told in 1 Timothy chapter 2 to pray for each other, to pray for those that are in authority, for kings, and it goes on and on. So, by the way, if you read that, it doesn't read as an option. We're told to do it. And of course, there's a reason behind it, especially when we pray for those that are in natural authority from the president on back down, so that we won't go there and read it because we did last week, but it's so that we can have a peaceable life. So that we can live in peace, and so that we can preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that lost men and women, boys and girls, can come to the Lord, that they can hear the gospel without a whole bunch of interference. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, we're also told to pray for our own needs. It's okay to pray for your own needs. Matter of fact, turn in your Bible to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians 4. This is a familiar verse, but I just want to read it to you. Because this is important. Yes, we're told to pray for others, but God cares about us too. So in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 6, it says, be anxious for nothing. Did I say Philippians? Philippians 4. I said Ephesians. You sure y'all hearing right? I could say I was just testing y'all to see if y'all were paying attention, but I won't say that. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. All right. Now, it says, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. King James, I'm reading to you from the New King James, but the original King James says, be careful for nothing. But it means don't be anxious. Don't get all upset. Don't lose your joy. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything. You know what? I'm so glad the Bible said everything. You hear me? I'm so glad that the Bible says everything. So everything means that there's nothing left out. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, wherever you are, whatever you're dealing with, Whatever the situation is, don't be anxious. But in everything, by what? Prayer. By what?
Prayer.
By what?
Prayer.
Prayer and supplication with what? There's that thanksgiving again. With thanksgiving, then it says what? Let your request be made known to God. Let your request be made known to God. So you know what? God loves it. Do I have your attention? God loves it when we approach him, and we may be dealing with stuff in our lives. Things may not be going the way we want them to go. But we, listen to this, we have such confidence in our Father. We have such faith in our Father that we approach him with a heart of thanksgiving. With a heart of thanksgiving, blessing and praising his name. We don't approach him crying and say, Lord, why haven't you showed up? Lord, why this? Lord, why that? Lord, why have you forsaken me? Well, let's get old English, King James. My Lord, why hast thou forsaken me? But you know what? Get ready for this. Jesus hanging on the cross said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God, listen to me now. God stepped away from his son for a season, for a moment, because of our sins. You hear me? Because of our transgressions. All of them, our sicknesses, all of it was laid upon him. It was laid upon him. And he took it upon himself, all of it, our hurts, he took it all. He cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? But you know what? God stepped away from him for a while so that he would never have to step away from us. Oh, I hope you're grabbing a hold of that. Because Jesus hanging on the cross cried, my God, why have thou forsaken me? But in the book of Hebrews, it tells us God will never, ever, you listening to me? He will never, ever leave us or forsake us. Jesus took it all so that we would never have to be forsaken. I hope y'all got a hold of that. He was forsaken for a while so that I wouldn't have to be. Glory to God. Glory be to God. Whew. So let me finish reading this. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And that's not all it said. and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. Will. You see that? Man, I want you to consume every word of this verse. Get it on the inside of you. Let me read it again, because it'll set you free. And the peace of God, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. It's beyond human reasoning. Hallelujah. Well, they took my scripture right off the screen. I got my Bible. Listen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will. Everybody say will. Say it again.
Will.
Say it again.
Will.
See, will is definite. It didn't say, and the peace of God may guard your heart. Sometimes it'll guard your heart. No. It says, and the peace of God will guard your hearts. And what else? Oh, it'll keep that mind under control. You know, that's how the devil try to communicate to us, right? Through our mind. Our mind begin to think crazy stuff. This is going to happen. This, you know, you're going to the poorhouse, and then this is going to happen. You're going to die, or whatever. You know, I've shared this with you, and I won't share it today, but other than to say this, I remember when my family and I was about to be between homes, and things were not transpiring, or at least didn't seem to be. Things weren't happening. One of the biggest, y'all listen to me, one of the biggest battles I had to fight was right up here, my mind. Oh, yeah. Preacher, you preach the word of God. You preach faith. You preach that God will make a way. You preach God to do this. And now they getting ready to put your stuff out beside the road. Now what you going to tell your congregation? Now what you going to tell all the folks that's going to question you and ask you what happened to you? But you know what? You have to take authority over your mind. Say, whoa, stop it. Shut up. Because, listen to me, that's how the devil try to defeat us, through our mind, through our thought, thinking process. And every now and then, you ready for this? And every now and then, he'll send some folk along to help. Oh, I don't know. I see what you're going through. You know, I had a cousin. I had such and such going through the same thing that you're going through. And they didn't make it. Or they lost everything. You know what's good about that? Whoever they may be, that's them, and you are you. Anytime the devil try to remind you of what happened to somebody else, just let him know, Mr. Devil, that was them, I'm me. I'm me. And having done all to stand, I'm going to stand. And I'm going to have that peace abiding on the inside of me that passes all understanding. You hear me? Folks, this is in the Word of God. Says the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. And he will never, ever let me down. Hallelujah. But now we understand then that it's okay. It's okay. We should pray for our own needs. Hallelujah. I'm not going to get very far, but I want to share with you for a few minutes on how we should pray. How we should pray. Turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 16. John chapter 16. Do you know that when we pray, we should pray in Jesus' name? We should pray in Jesus' name. As a matter of fact, I don't want anybody to ask me to pray. If they don't want me, you know, if I'm at a meeting or whatever, don't ask me to pray if you don't want me to pray in Jesus' name. Because he's the reason I'm living. He's the reason I have eternal life. He's the one that took my sins upon himself. Don't tell me not to mention his name in prayer. You listening to me? All righty. In John chapter 16, we'll begin reading at verse 24. I won't read the whole thing, but Jesus is teaching here, and I just want to read this. He says, "Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." Isn't that beautiful? Hallelujah. Verse 25, "These things I have spoken to you in figurative languages." Again, I'm reading from the New King James. "In figurative language. But the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language. But I will tell you plainly about the Father." Listen to this, verse 26. "In that day, you will ask, in that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you because he have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father." Okay. I think I'm going to stop right there. But the point I want to make in all this, Jesus is saying, before you've asked nothing in my name, but now you ask the Father in my name, and he will give you whatever it is you need. You ask in my name. You ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you listening to me? We got to understand something. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2. In In 1 Timothy chapter 2, go down to verse 5. It says, for there is one God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
See, there's only one God. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men. Who is that? Who is it? The man Christ Jesus. Let me read it to you again. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. We got to understand that Jesus Christ is our connection to the Father. Jesus said, no man comes to the Father but by me or through me. Therefore, when we go before the Father, we go before the Father in Jesus' name. And when we pray in Jesus' name. You're still here. Hallelujah. So always pray in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name. Or end your prayer in Jesus' name. Because he is the mediator between God the Father and us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're still here? Now, so first thing, we need to pray in Jesus' name. The second thing, and this will probably be our last, I'm waiting for our guest to get here. Turn to 1 John chapter 5. The first epistle of John chapter 5. Now, like I told you, when we pray, we need to pray in Jesus' name. The next thing is when we pray, we need to pray in line with the Word of God. How many of you know the Word of God is the will of God? Let me say that again. The Word of God is the will of God. When you're praying in line with the Word of God, you are praying in line with the will of God. 1 John chapter 5, look at verse 14. It says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, what? According to his will, he what? Now, if you come before God with a bunch of foolishness, he's not going to hear that. If you come before God asking for something to go crosswise his word, he's not going to hear that. He's not going to answer that. Because God would never violate his word. Amen. Let me read this to you again. Get this in your spirit. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. But notice it said this is the confidence. So we can approach God confidently when we're praying, when we are praying, or when we're petitioning him, however, that lines up with his word. Amen. Now, let's look at verse 15. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know. Everybody say, we know.
We know.
Say it again.
We know.
We know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Folks, a lot of times we fail in prayer simply because we don't know. Simply because we don't know. And I'm going to deal with that some more, but not today. But you hear people praying, and sometimes you hear them begging God, "Oh, Lord, please. Oh, Lord." No. We are to approach God confidently, and we are to approach God in line with his word. Our requests or our petitions need to be in line with his word, and we need to have the confidence that God hears our prayers and that God's going to answer our prayers. Amen. Now, if you're praying about something foolish, forget it. It's not going to happen. If you're praying about somebody else's wife, forget it. God ain't getting in there. If you're praying about somebody else's husband, forget it. God's not getting involved in that. If you want something somebody else has, forget it. God's not going to get involved in that. In other words, if you're coveting something that belongs to someone else, amen. But if we pray in line with his word, he hears us and he answers us. Well, Pastor, I tell you, I've done that, so why haven't I received my answer? Well, listen, just stay in faith. You just stay in faith. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Amen. God is not Hardee's and he's not McDonald's. He's not Burger King. He's not a drive-up window. But we have to understand that when we ask God for something, he takes it serious. He takes it serious. And sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes we're not ready to receive it. Just lift your hand and say, "Thank you for working with me, Lord." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I said amen. Praise God. I'm going to stop right here. There's more that I want to tell you, and maybe we'll cover this next week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But once again, I want to speak to those that are viewing right now. And those of you that's here, I'm going to ask you, if all possible, just remain with me just for a few more minutes. But I want to speak to those that are viewing the live stream. And I want to ask you this question. And this question is, are you born again? Is Jesus Christ your Lord?